This was very remote. There was no road. Hardly any. Some of the truckers and the other people we interviewed, other construction workers, engineers mentioned there was no power, no facilities.
Nothing. Zero. The first time I saw this bridge site, we camped overnight at Hess Creek. No hotels, no nothing. Sleeping bags, slept under the stars. We drove as far as we could, and we walked into this bridge site. That's how we looked at the bridge site the first time. That's how it was done. Yeah. None of those gargantuan studies, nothing. It was just, we did it. We did stop at a cafe down in Livelygood. And, of course, in those days, there were very few people traveling on the road, and so they always wondered what you were doing. So they finally, began asking, oh, why are you here? The local people want to know what you were doing. So he said, well, we're going to cross the Yukon River. I said, that's impossible. You can't do that. No one could cross that river. You're crazy, And so that was our conversation with the people in that area at the time.
A little bit on history. Prior to the bridge, the main transportation from what I understand was barge.
There's a barge system. One of the biggest ports in Alaska is Denana, right near where you are there. And we've helped upgrade the port there over the years, but it's operated for many years. Railroad came into Denana, and then the barges go up and down the river systems. And back in the 20s, the river systems were key to everything. They had a lot of steamboats operating. And then when the airplane came in, a lot of that went away. But now it's going to be coming back again, because as people have to haul bulkier items, the airplanes can't handle it. So I think we're going to see a return of the use of the river systems as highways.
Did this bridge have any effect on the river system that you're talking about?
It did. It made another point of entry onto the Yukon. And so eventually that's going to become a port up there too, I think. A more important port. Right now, Nenana is the main port because the railroad ends there, or accesses it.
Okay.